Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio, Business Radio X. I, today, am merely Stephen Julian. You might be missing the smooth, warm, dulcet tones of Mike Salmon. That is because he is still in Rio de Janeiro, finishing up with the Olympics down there. So I am pleased and honored and thrilled to have as my guest host today, John Ray. John, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, I've been subbing for Mike over in North Fulton on the North Fulton Business Radio X show, and you agreed to come over here today.
And I'm excited to be here, but I disagree with you on one thing. You were talking about how our music over there is better. I like the music over here. It's pretty cool.
Well, so, thank you. Yeah. I will take that compliment. Maybe it's just that I've gotten used to it after a few years. So we are thrilled this morning. We have two guests with us this morning. We have Phil Hong from Southern Rubbish, and we have Melissa Gordon from Echelon Communicate. And we are going to start this morning with Phil Hong from Southern Rubbish. Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Good to be here.
Yeah, glad that you're here. I've got a guess with the name Southern Rubbish, a little bit about what you do, but I'm going to step out of the way. Tell us about Southern Rubbish, what you do. Tell us about your company.
Well, we're not just a trash removal company. We're an everything removal company. So if you have items, materials in your house, or office that's hard to get rid of, we're the people to call.
Fantastic. You are located in Cumming, correct?
That's right.
How big is the area that you guys will serve?
We serve as far as Marietta. We serve as far east as Braselton, as far north as Dahlonega, and as far south as Buckhead.
You are, you say on your website that you're a small junk and debris removal service. So is there a job too small, and is there a job too big, and also just residential, or do you also work with corporations?
No, we work with businesses as well. Mainly small businesses call us. Companies as large as Ebix have called us for removal services. We did 6 or 7 truckloads for them last year when they moved into their Johns Creek office. But most of our business is residential.
Okay. So, Phil, there's an emotional side to junk removal. Talk a little bit about that and talk about what you bring to that service that maybe others don't.
Sure. There is certainly an emotional aspect to our business. Most people don't realize it until the time comes, but there is an emotional attachment that people have to their things, most of which their home. We had a customer a couple years ago that was moving their mother into a retirement home out of the house that she grew up in. So they had owned that home for more than 60 years. And when she called to schedule the appointment, she broke down in tears. And we were there for her. You know, we didn't just show up with two guys in a truck and just ask her where the things were. You know, we were there for her. We really were. And made the process as easy for her as possible.
So along with removing the trash, sometimes there's maybe a tad bit of counseling, certainly not professionally licensed, but you want to make sure and take care of not just the needs of getting rid of the stuff. There's other needs there as well that you guys identify.
Absolutely. I want our customers to feel good when we leave.
So, Phil, I have to ask, by the way, I love the name Rubbish. I think that's great. Even though you said, oh, we're a trash room. I just like that you use the name Rubbish, but that's my British roots coming through. How on earth did you get started in trash removal and rubbish work?
Good question. Like most kids who graduate college, they always look for, you know, a big corporate job, and I was no different. So I went to work for a large garbage company as an operations manager, and we got called to a customer one day. It was LA Fitness, and they were getting rid of some gym equipment and office materials like couches and chairs and desks, stuff that wouldn't fit into a dumpster. So when I arrived, I just told her there's nothing we could do about it. And when I left, I just felt like I didn't give that customer a solution at all. When I got back to the office, I searched for these companies, and turns out there's an entire industry of removal professionals out there. And I thought, well, I could probably do that. And so I talked to my wife and my brother, who became my business partner, and we bought a truck and have been in business ever since.
So, Phil, talk about your entrepreneurial journey. Talk about what that's been for you in running your own business.
It's been rough. I wish I had some advice along the way, but we just kept moving forward. You know, we drove the truck around and just hoped people would see our name and number. And, you know, when you get started, you just don't know what you're doing. So, obviously, you don't have a lot of money for advertising. You just kind of go with the flow and hope that the customers that you do serve pass your name along.
We're speaking with Phil Hong, the owner of Southern Rubbish, and apparently also one of the chief truck drivers of the company too, especially when you got started. You also, it's also mentioned on kind of your card and your website that, and you talked about being family owned and operated, but also strong ties to the community. Talk about how Southern Rubbish has gotten involved in the Cumming community, but also in the surrounding communities that you guys work with.
Sure. My wife and I are avid animal lovers. And we try to support the Humane Society as best we can. And since we're based in Forsyth, the Humane Society of Forsyth is just down the road from our office. So when we're not hauling junk, when we have a big break between customers, I'll send the crew down to the Humane Society to walk dogs for a couple hours. And they really appreciate that.
So you've got a new product, Junk Bag.
We do.
So, yeah, so talk about Junk Bag.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. It gives our clients more of a do-it-yourself option to hauling away their junk. So if you're clearing out your garage and, you know, maybe you don't want, you know, people in your house running around, you can go to the store or you can contact us and purchase this dumpster bag. You buy it in the store, fold it out, and you can load it up. And when it's full, you can call us for a pickup. It's really simple, really easy, really streamlined process.
Are there different sizes or just one size?
It's just one size, three cubic yards.
Okay, so
it's about two pickup truckloads.
That, see, you knew what I was going to ask. So as a tech guy, I was going, okay, 3 cubic yards. I got an idea, but so 2 basic truckloads. So mm-hmm. that would cover, I would think, a vast majority.
Most people would use one bag. They wouldn't need 2 or 3 or anything.
And you
like
would
that.
Suggest start with one.
I would. And call absolutely. Yeah.
Now they can get that bag from you or it's sold
they
in
can
stores.
Get it. They can get it from us right
okay.
now.
Awesome. And so here's the other magical question that I was thinking. You come and take away my stuff, small, large, a junk bag, or just I've got an old refrigerator. Where does the stuff go?
Well, for the refrigerator, it'd probably go to scrap recycling.
Okay.
If you had items that were salvageable, we always try to donate those items and be good stewards to our community. For instance, the Humane Society of Forsyth has their own thrift store, and we'll donate items to that thrift store. And when they sell those items, they use those profits to support the animals of Forsyth.
Okay, now I'm going to get a little 2020 on you and
sure.
maybe ask you a tough question. So obviously, the Humane Society is a relationship you already have. If I have a relationship and can contact a nonprofit and think that my stuff is donatable, will you guys help in the service of that? If
absolutely. We have one client who is a house flipper, and his big charity is Abba House, and they support women who are fighting homelessness and drug addiction. And he wants us to donate items to that charity, and which we're happy to do.
And so you'll work with the client and
absolutely.
Say, yeah, reach out to them, and you'll obviously be able to help in any way that you can as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll give them a list of charities they can choose from, you know, which charity is important to you, which cause do you want us to support for you.
So, Phil, we've got to hear one good story about hoarding or...
Just one, John?
Just one,
oh,
maybe.
I was hoping maybe there'd be... Because I would imagine you've got about 297.
Yeah, one's
I
good.
Bet you he's got some good ones.
Okay, so we usually get called by the customer. This particular time, we were called by DFACS, which is the government. That's the Department of Family and Children's Services. So they called us and had us come out to an address. This woman was a hoarder, just like you see on TV, except you couldn't open the door to her home because there was a mountain of trash and stuff and clothing in the house. You couldn't get inside. So we were working to remove these items from her home, but we couldn't get in. So we were working within like maybe a foot and a half of space, trying to get the truck loaded up. It took us a few days to do that job.
That's a story for radio, because I think if I saw that, I don't know how I would have been able to handle that, but you guys obviously keep your professionalism and do what you need to do. So Phil, what's next for Southern Rubbish? Where are you guys headed in the next few months, the next few years? Right. You started with you and your brother driving around in a truck and hoping people would see. I love that line. So where are you guys going from here?
Well, we're hoping to roll out Junk Bag nationally. We'd love to see that product in every hardware store in America. It's great for homeowners. It's great for people who do remodeling.
So Junk Bag is something you guys developed.
Yeah, that's right.
See, that's part of the interview I didn't listen to. I apologize. So let me ask you to focus on that just one more thing. How does that, is that the only product like it on the market? Are there others, and what makes yours?
As far as I know, there's only one other company providing a similar service. So we would come out and just try to compete with them.
Yeah. And you're local, and clearly you got more than just profits on the mind. And so it's a good company, a sustainable company that people would want to work with. So bringing Junk Bag nationally, I'm sorry, I interrupted your answer. So what else are you guys hoping to expand your area to beyond Marietta and Braselton in the areas you were talking about, get more trucks? What's next for?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the next vehicle we're looking to purchase is a crane truck, a dumpster type truck with a crane that would pick up those bags. Because right now we're just doing it by hand.
Many hands.
Yeah, like I said, we're a small company. So, that truck is pretty expensive. So we got to work our way up to that.
Are you looking for, are you always looking for people who are willing to work?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the toughest part of my business. And I'm sure it's a tough part for many business owners is staffing, finding the guy to sit next to me in the truck. Really all I need is a guy to show up to work on time and I can do the rest. And you wouldn't believe how hard it is to find somebody that can do that.
So Stephen, I'm concerned if Phil pulls up in front of your house after a call from your wife and a bag is moving, we may be missing you, right? So
are you saying I'm rubbish, John?
I'm saying your bride may be listening and thinking, Junk Bag, where do I go pick that up?
Well,
right?
One of the things Mike and I like to do is occasionally on the show, we will, at the end of an interview, we'll say, man, I think we need your services. And Mike has done that multiple times. I told Phil before he came on the air, I know I'm using you because we have a refrigerator we need to move. So I don't think we need the Junk Bag. We just need to remove the refrigerator, and good to know that it'll get recycled and broken down sustainably and correctly. So Phil, for those people listening in your area, in the Gwinnett County area, and I would say surrounding Gwinnett County right outside there, tell people how they can reach Southern Rubbish, and whether it's business owner, a house owner, tell them how they can get a hold of you and get the service they need.
Sure. It's pretty easy. Southernrubbish.com is our website, and our phone number is listed on there. If you call, you'll be talking to my wife.
Family-owned business.
Family-owned. She'll take care of you. You can reach me at phil@southernrubbish.com if you'd like to email me. But the easiest way to do it is just to give us a call from that number on the website.
Well, I'll go ahead and give it over the air. It's 404-910-7108, right?
Yes, sir.
Southernrubbish.com, phil@southernrubbish. And your wife's name is?
Jackie.
So call Jackie and get some stuff removed.
So can we talk about love now, Stephen?
Since we've talked about trash, let's talk about love.
Let's go to love. Love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience, Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join our family today. Come in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
I have read that so many times. It's good to hear a fresh voice reading that. John, thank you. Z enjoyed it over there. Trey did too.
I noticed that.
Daniel fell asleep, but that's neither here nor there. So we are thrilled to have our second guest today is Melissa Gordon. Melissa is with Echelon Communicate. Melissa is president of a global consultancy that specializes in leadership communication. Her first career was as a business filmmaker doing branding films to kick off shareholder meetings, pump up sales teams, or rally the troops at employee meetings. She's worked with eminent brands like GE, Coca-Cola, has won more than 50 media awards for her work. She's interviewed thousands of executives. Uh-oh, I'm a little nervous. She's interviewed thousands of executives.
So, we're on the hot seat.
Yeah, she's going to, hopefully she won't judge us too harshly, but I don't think she will. Managers, man on the street commentators, and over time developed an approach to bringing out the best performance in non-professional talent. This approach is called Speak Like You Mean It, and she's here today to share a few easy techniques that business leaders can use to dramatically improve their ability to communicate with power and presence. She's Melissa Gordon, president of Echelon Communicate, creator of Speak Like You Mean It, and host of Echelon Pitch Present. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Normally, we ask the first question of tell us about your business. You did a great job of communicating with us what that is. So what did I not say in the intro that you want to focus on that's part of your business?
I think business owners are really the face of the brand, and as such, they really need to be great communicators. And sometimes they forget about that because they're so passionate about what they're doing. They're really into it, and they don't have a lot of awareness of how they come across. I think it's hard to have awareness of how you come across. So what we see is, wow, there is so much juice in there. There's so much passion in there. And it's figuring out what's your comfort zone, what's your sweet spot to bring it out and to be able to tell your story to the world in a way that they say, wow, that's cool, that's distinctive, I want some.
So Melissa, part of it is getting a business owner maybe to stop and think about the presence that they deliver to clients and the community, right? I mean, because they are focused on a lot of different aspects of their business, and maybe this is something that they don't really think they need to stop and mull over and get some help with.
Well, some of the advice that you get is like, go stand in a mirror and practice in front of a mirror, and that's only so helpful, and it's kind of painful, and actually it's a little painful in our sessions when we videotape people, but we do it, and we hold their hand, and we say it's going to get better from here, but really cultivating, how do I show up? Like, I observe it sort of like poker. There are all these little tells that we do that give away our discomfort or that say, I don't know if I really believe in myself. I don't know if I believe in my product, because you can see me here in the studio. I'm kind of leaning back into my chair. I'm kind of moving away from my microphone. You can hear me moving away. And there are all these things that we do. We slouch, we mumble, and really it's about leadership. Communication that we do at Echelon is about leadership. It's about stepping into who you really are and getting really good at telling your story.
Melissa, a lot of business owners listen and business leaders listen to our show. And I'm thinking of the business leader who running a small business, maybe has a handful of employees at most, and is thinking, I'm just so busy swimming in my day to day. I don't have time to really work on my brand, or I brand online, or I brand in what I send out. Speak to that small business owner and how they can get started with you and with Echelon and kind of move forward.
Such good questions you guys are asking
me. Well, thank you. Wow. She is judging us, but well.
Yes. So far, so good.
Well, you know, as a business owner, you're a walking billboard. I mean, 24/7, you have an opportunity every day, all day long, to represent what it is that you say that you sell. So you just have to remember that all the time. So whatever's going on online or what's on your business card or it's in whatever handout you have, that's just nothing compared to you yourself. I've thought about there are really three circumstances that business owners can say, you know what, I'm going to get good at these three things because they're that important. So it's a new business pitch. It's a networking situation. And then it's aligning and inspiring the troops. Let me start with the last one. I relate so much to what you just said. Gosh, I've got to get the business. I got to figure out how to get the business done. I got to, you know, meet the note. I got to run the building. I've got all this stuff to do. And Melissa, like, you want me to do what with my communication? It feels so lightweight, doesn't it? Like, come on, I got a multi-million dollar gig here and you want to talk to me about what I'm saying? But think about it this way. Aligning and inspiring the troops. You are so important to the people who work for you. They're watching everything you do. And most of what they want to know is that they matter. And they want to know that they can make a difference at the business you're running. So it just takes a little bit of time to say, I say, guys, do it once a year. Sit down and say, where are we going? What's my vision? What are we trying to accomplish? And then what's the strategy? How will we get there? Where are we going? How will we get there? And then the big thing is, and why? Why does this matter? So businesses that will do that give employees such a great opportunity to buy in, to connect, to go above and beyond. I had one company, a big Fortune 50 company. They put people in towers out in the desert all over the world, and they operate a control room. And so, you know, here's this 23-year-old engineer sitting out there in the tower thinking, what am I doing out here? You know, everybody else is back home and having beers about now. It's 5 o'clock. And what am I doing out here? But in that case, one of the things that that kid is doing out there is improving the quality of life for millions of people. He was in Iraq. The organization had just been called in by the prime minister, who said, I just brought you in today to say thanks. Because you know what? When you guys got here 2 years ago, we had 2 hours a day of electricity, and now we have 20. And 20 hours a day of electricity means we can cook the food and kill the bacteria, means we can wash our hands and keep good hygiene. It means we can have lights. It means kids can have computers. And so now the guy sitting out there in the tower is like, I'm really doing something important. So that's what I mean by aligning and inspiring, and how little time it really takes to create that connection with your people.
So Melissa, you've got a program called Speak Like You Mean It. And I can just imagine people thinking, what do you mean? I don't mean it. Tell us a little bit about what your approach is with that program.
Yeah, I call myself the anti-spin doctor, because I think it's all about spin. That's what you hear. And we're hearing a lot about that with the election right now. Everybody's spinning. But I don't think you have to spin a lot when you really have something to say and when you believe in what you're saying. So authenticity is key. I call it the North Star. So we need to be real. We need to be transparent. We need to ask for help. We don't need to know it all. We're just not in that command and control universe anymore. So that's what I mean by speak like you mean it. It's really putting a stake in the ground. And if you think about those other two circumstances that I mentioned, which are a new business pitch and a networking situation, it's really about relationship building. Very hard to create a relationship with somebody who's not being real. It's like throwing a dart at a dartboard, only it's like, you know, a flat surface instead of a point. It's just not going to take.
We're speaking with Melissa Gordon. She is the president of Echelon Communicate. Melissa, the Speak Like You Mean It, is that a presentation that is done in a group setting? Is that the process you follow on a one-to-one? Are business owners going to communicate with you more in groups? Are they, you're available for consulting? Kind of break down how you work with business owners specifically.
Speak Like You Mean It is all of that. What we do at Echelon is coaching, training, consulting, and facilitation. Facilitation is like C-level facilitation, facilitating boards, high-level meetings, where communicating effectively is really important. You're trying to create something. The one-on-one coaching is like speaker coaching, but there's a relational component to it as well as a presentation component to it. So how do I really engage a team? Well, that's really different from when I stand up and tell the whole big room or the whole enterprise what the vision is and what the strategy is. So connecting one-to-one, one-to-a-few, one-to-many, these are all different kinds of things. And we expect a lot from leaders. So we offer workshops on site, and we do this with lots of big companies and some smaller companies. And then we run some events. Echelon Pitch Present is one of those. You can apply through our website to be a featured speaker at a upcoming Echelon Pitch Present. And what it is kind of like Shark Tank for speakers. It's a little, John, like what you're going to do with the Business Expo up in Alpharetta on August 26th. You get a room full of people who watch a speaker, and we have a nice way of teaching everybody the Speak Like You Mean It framework. So all the tables get to talk about the speakers. I know that's a little different from what you're going to do at the Expo. I know you'll talk about that, John. But our idea is, with a little bit of a framework, we can all get a little bit better. And so the idea is the interactive experience is for the whole room. So literally, they will hold up an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper with a score on it. And I tell my speakers, just take it on the chin. Don't say anything, just take it on the chin.
So it sounds a lot like there are many different ways that businesses and business owners can interact with Echelon Communicate. So I'm going to ask you to tell a story as well. And I want you to think specifically of a small business owner, especially maybe a small business owner who might be listening today and thinking, well, she's way above where I am. I couldn't, you know, maybe I should get the book and I'll just read the book and that'll help. So think about that small business owner and how they reached out to you and how you found the best way to communicate with them and take them to the next level and the success that they found because of their interaction with Echelon.
I work with startups a lot. It's sort of a passion. So it's not the most lucrative thing that we do, but I really love it. And I had a fellow who had a business where he helped college students make the best choice of college and the most financially viable choice. He built a technology platform. He got accepted into a couple of incubators where he got a chance to get in front of people and pitch the business and seek an investor. And the migration of his communication from, I got to make the case, have all the data and, you know, really prove myself, into, I'm going to engage these investors in the possibilities. I'm going to make myself so memorable that they can't forget me when they leave. And I'm just going to put who I am really into it. Not, I mean, he went to like Princeton or something. So he was just all about, I've got the pedigree.
I was going
to
guess Georgia Tech. He sure sounded like a tech engineer, but go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, so we emphasize a right brain, left brain approach. Neuroscience is telling us this. Decisions are made emotionally, buying decisions. We want the data. We want the proof points. But ultimately, it's going to be, do I believe in you? Do I think you're the right person? Will you take care of me? And that's an emotional buy. So we ask our people to tell a story, share an anecdote, give us a metaphor. I had somebody yesterday on a webinar that we were running say that she created a metaphor about a movie trailer versus the real movie. And what she said in the new business setting was, the competitor is showing you the movie trailer. They're showing you all the glossy stuff. And I'm going to show you the movie and we're going to walk through it together so you can see really what it's going to be. And you can decide if you can trust me to walk through this process with you. And then you'll make a decision that we're the right choice for you. So just a very different, there's the tell versus the engage. And we really believe in that connection.
So Melissa, it sounds like you're getting away from maybe what we hear from some about tricks and all sorts of tips about how to speak, as opposed to getting connected with your passion and being able to communicate that passion in your own authentic voice.
I think you're hitting the nail on the head. I do want to say, though, as an English major with a mother who was an English teacher and speechwriter, we need to be polished. We need to have good grammar. We need to stand up straight and look people in the eye. I mean, all of these things are important. But what we see at Echelon, though, is we can work on that piece of it once you are grounded in your message, when you're clear on your unique value. What is distinctive about you? What do you have to offer? It's like this ancient English, you know, discipline. Audience, objectives, key messages. What problem are we solving? Who are we solving it for? How do they need to receive what we have to say, and then what will we leave them with? You know, Gettysburg Address was like written on the way over, you know, one of the most amazing documents of our culture. And it was succinct and it was brief. And somebody took the time to write down a handful of things before they delivered it. And that is the one thing I'd love to leave your audience with, is if you will just stop and think, who is in my audience? What do I really, if I only get to three things, they can only know three things. What are those three things I want to leave them with? And then how will this solve something for them? What are their pain points? My business objectives, their needs going together.
I'm going to pull out my history geek because I love that you mentioned the Gettysburg Address. Lincoln followed the man who was considered one of the greatest orators of all time and spoke for well over an hour. And Lincoln was not considered a great orator, but I'm sure he delivered it in a professional manner and he got connected with who he was and his authenticity. So
I'm going to add that now to when I speak about the Gettysburg Address and Lincoln. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, sorry. I pull out those things at cocktails parties normally, but I guess I pulled it out here on Business Radio X. Our guest has been Melissa Gordon with Echelon Communicate. Melissa, you have connected with our audience. So tell those business owners and those business leaders who are listening how they can get in touch with you and how they can get started on the road to speaking like they mean it.
Thank you. The website is echeloncommunicate.com. It's all one word. ECHELONCommunicate.com. I guess that'll be up on your website. And then we're at Eshcom on Twitter. That's ECHECOMM. Twitter is a great place to interact with us. I have a couple of pieces that I would love to give to your listeners if they're interested. So if they will come into our website and just use the contact form there and say, Business X Radio, we'll send you a couple of things that will reinforce what I've had to say today and hopefully help you improve.
So I found somebody to take care of my refrigerator, and we've got our listeners. If they'll go to Echelon Communicate and do the contact form and say Business Radio X, they'll get something from Melissa. What a great show so far. Melissa, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
You know, Stephen, Fairtech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies, and they offer outstanding customer service while they do that. Fairtech offers a 100% guarantee on all Fairtech products, so you know that we stand behind our quality. For more information, visit Fairtech.com. That's FARRATECH.com. Well, you didn't know if I was going to spell that right, did you?
Oh, no, I knew you would.
Okay.
Because you are a professional, John. So, John Ray, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. You have been my co-host here today, but Business Radio X is not the only thing that you do. So I'm going to ask you, tell our listeners of Gwinnett Business Radio about your business.
Well, thanks, Stephen. So I am a virtual CFO and do accounting for businesses. And what that means for me is I help business owners not only get their numbers together, but actually manage by the numbers so they can make more money. So it's important to look forward with your numbers, not just backward. And that's what we try to do for our clients.
And I can speak from experience. One of the things that sets you apart in business is you are a person who works in the financial industry and you have a personality too.
That's right.
So I'll say that.
You and I joke about that with financial advisors and accountants,
CFOs,
right?
CFOs and accountants.
Yeah.
You have a personality. But there's also, our shows are normally timeless, but there is something coming up very soon. Melissa actually mentioned it. So talk a little bit about the Alpharetta Business Expo.
The Alpharetta Business Expo will be at the Alpharetta Marriott on August the 26th. It will start at 9 o'clock in the morning with a startup showcase, and they will be pitching, like Melissa indicated. And at 10:30, the ribbon will be cut, and there will be a ballroom full of 75 exhibitors, 9 food vendors, and a whole lot of fun. So it's one of the biggest networking events in North Fulton for between now and the end of the year.
And it goes until 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, and guess who is going to be there interviewing? Those that come by their booth.
I have no idea. Actually, I do know. Mike and I will be there. I think Trey and I think Z. A lot of Business Radio X people are going to be there.
That's right.
And we'll be doing interviews. So come on by, see the booth, walk through the whole expo, find John. If they find you, do they get a prize?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, they get a prize. We'll have to determine what that is. They may not.
Might be a penny.
Meeting me might not be a prize.
You can give them 2 cents and say, this is my 2 cents worth.
But thank you to Business Radio X for being a silver sponsor of the Alpharetta Business Expo.
We are happy to be there. Looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. I want to take this time to thank our guest, Phil Hong from Southern Rubbish. I also want to thank Melissa Gordon from Echelon Communicate. I want to thank Trey and Z and Daniel for making us sound fantastic. And I want to remind our listeners that they can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs. In fact, any other Business Radio X program at our website, businessradiox.com. But they can listen to this show at gwinnettbusinessradiox.com. They can also download any of our shows on iTunes or on YouTube. They can also follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Gwinnett Radio X. Wow. For John Ray, for Trey Odom, for Z, and for Daniel. John, any parting words?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Look forward to being back sometime.
Absolutely. But Mike will be back soon, and we are all very grateful for that. And we will join you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.